All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We are doing something that we love to do here in Madtown, that second date update. You know, you manage to get yourself that first date, Aaron, then getting that second one sometimes just sucks. You get ghosted.
It's almost impossible, it seems. Where did you go? Why aren't you calling me back? I want to cry.
I know. What's wrong? Well, today we are talking to Miranda. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you could be a little bit better. So you emailed us because you went out on a date with a young man named Josh. Is that right?
Yes. So I have a friend who works with him, and she hooked us up. She thought we'd be a good match. Mm-hmm. So, we went out on a date. We went to Vintage Spirits.
Oh, nice.
And we had a really nice date. Yeah, it was great. Like, we hit it off. We were having a good time. He drove me home, came inside. You know, we even, you know, we're like making out. You know, it started to get a little hot and heavy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he just kind of like stops, pops up out of the couch and tells me he has to go. He has work really early in the morning. So, you know, he has to go.
Okay, well, that's very odd for any dude to stop while he's making out with a
very
girl.
Very strange.
What is
totally
yeah, perfect? So, how did the day go? Good conversation and everything.
Yeah, it went well. So the only thing that I could possibly think of is I do have a child. I have a 13-month-year-old.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah, and you know he's the sweetest. He's great.
Yeah.
And Josh knew that I had a kid.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, before going into it, and we talked a little bit about my kid, he seemed totally cool with that. So, I don't know. That was my only thought.
All right. Well, first off, congratulations on being a single mom. It's a lot of work, hardest job out there. And so you think that maybe just through conversation, he might've gotten turned off. Were you talking about your child a lot?
No, I mean, I don't think too much. I mean, I would say maybe 15% of the conversation. You know, I have other friends who are single moms, and, you know, we've had those conversations. So I try not to, you know, talk too much about my kid when I'm first getting to know someone. I want them to get to know me, not my kid, you know.
Okay, but he knew before he met you, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew all about it. You know,
okay.
We had a few conversations on the phone. Yeah.
Well, and then during your getting hot and heated, I mean, was it pretty good? I mean, you don't think anything went wrong there? I mean,
didn't seem like it. I mean,
wow.
I think we both seemed really into it. It's feeling good, you know.
Come on, Josh. All right, girl. Miranda, are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Ready.
Let's find out. Second date update right here with Josh.
Hello?
Hey, is this Josh?
Yeah, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
cool. All right. Yeah, I'm fine.
Cute. Well, listen, my man, we are calling just to say hi. We hope you're staying warm because the weather sucks out here.
We just care about you so much.
Yeah.
We just care about your safety. But we also care about someone else that you have graced your life with, and that's Miranda. Do you remember going out on a date with her?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember not calling her back? It's been like 5 days, dude.
Yeah, it's a whole thing we do on the show called Second Date Update.
Why didn't you call her back?
Wow. Really?
Yeah, we want to know what happened. Come on, everybody wants to know.
You know, I mean, she is super sweet, super cool, but, you know, not everyone's a good match, you know?
Okay, well, I mean, you guys went out to Vintage Spirits. We knew that.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Ended up back at her place making out. Things are getting hot and heavy, and then you just up and left. Like, what happened there? I mean, something had to have happened. Something had to have switched it off.
Josh, you were digging that. Come on.
All right. Fine. You want to? Okay. Look. So she told you she has a kid. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I think kids are great. Honestly, I haven't had much experience with the post-child body. Okay?
Oh, so, hell no. I know where this is going.
What do you mean?
Oh, go ahead,
well,
Josh.
Look, it was a lot of loose skin and stretch marks, and I just wasn't prepared for that, okay? And
wow.
It just was a turnoff. I just wasn't into it.
Okay, well, first off, a lot of ladies are going to be calling right now. I'm just telling you to hate on you, but that we're not here to do that.
I had never experienced that. I wasn't ready for it, and no. I just wasn't into it.
I guess I can understand. Once you're not attracted to someone anymore, there's not really much you can do about that. You can't force attraction once you're turned off.
But he was attracted to her.
It was the fact that you weren't honest with her. Why didn't you just say something?
Well, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
You either hit it and get it, or you go, oh, wow, your body's not what I wanted. I got to go. I mean, and it just surprised me, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to be mean, and we had just met, and I was like, hey, I got to work in the morning. And maybe I'm a but it was uncomfortable, and I didn't know what to do. And I wasn't going to, like, slam her and be like, sorry, you had a kid. That sucks. Look what it did to you. But yeah, it just wasn't, I wasn't ready for it.
Wow. Well, I'm guessing we're not the only ones with thoughts on this. I'm guessing Miranda herself has some thoughts. Josh, we do have to tell you that she is on the phone with us. She's been listening this whole time.
Yeah.
So, Miranda.
Oh my God, are you dying inside, girl?
Apparently he wasn't into the whole stretch marks.
Join the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm just like not really sure what to say about that. You know, like, have you ever, you've obviously seen pregnant women. You obviously have no clue what a woman goes through, what our body goes through to a kid.
Well,
yeah, but how would I know? I mean, come on, that's a silly comment.
You don't have sisters, cousins, a mother, like, sorry.
Well, you're saying to a man, how would a man know what a woman goes through? Of course I wouldn't know. I mean,
Josh.
I'm a man. I've never been pregnant. Of course I wouldn't know.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Obviously, you could have a little bit of understanding for the fact that, I'm not going to look like I'm 20 years old after I spend 9 months gestating a human being and then pushing them out of me.
Yeah.
Like, just saying. And also, like, you could have done it a little more gracefully. You could have at least texted me and said, hey, you seem like a really nice person, but I realize the kid thing doesn't work for me. You know, I could totally respect that. You know, or you could even tell me honestly, like, maybe I'm a but your body doesn't work for me because you're an actual human being and not a stick figure.
I would be mortified if some dude said that to me. I'd be like, you know what? F off. Just F off and get away from me because...
I mean, yeah.
I'd be so mad.
I would be mad too, but I'm more mad that he just, like, ignored me for a week.
Yeah.
You know, like,
bad.
I don't have...
It was one date. I don't understand where I'm required to have a follow-up call.
Josh.
Oh, wow.
Where's the feelings?
Well, come on. Really? You have a drink with somebody and a kiss, and
you're
suddenly
required
you're required
to have
for
a
certain
follow-up
activity?
Call? Listen, we weren't just having a drink. We spent 3 hours together. Then you came to my house. You came in, and we were, like, getting hot and heavy. This was not just that we had one drink at the bar sort of night.
Well, I don't see this happening.
No, I definitely don't see this happening,
but we should always offer.
So, even though she's already said no, Josh, if you'd like to go back out with her, we always cover the second date if you'd like to head back out with her. You know, you're aware of the baby body now. It won't catch you off guard anymore.
I mean, it's not every lady. Some girls just don't get affected at all, but some of us do.
So what do we think?
I'm going to say hell no.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not interested.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. I don't think either one of them is interested at this point.
No. Miranda?
Yeah, no.
Josh is probably whatever.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Imominous Hotline. Please call or text to 571-5259 and complain about your terrible children. Your voice will be changed in order to protect your identity.
The one thing that my kid does that drives me nuts is he does not lift the seat when he pees. He's just learned how to pee standing up. He's very proud of it, but he still hasn't mastered the art of not peeing on the seat. I got up really early the other morning, and I just was too blurry-eyed. I didn't even look. I just sat, and I sat right into a kiddie pool of urine, and it's making me nuts. I don't know what to do. Thanks. Never again.
Yeah, so my daughter thinks that she's going to be an artist. So every time she finger paints, she decides to use my walls as her canvas. And one morning I woke up and there was paint all over my walls, blue, red, yellow, every color you could think of. And I, of course I got mad and I yelled at my daughter and she just looks up at me and she's like, Mommy, but I'm an artist. I mean, her face is cute, but my God, I was not happy.
You can call the Amamamis hotline at 571-5259.
Wake up!
Wake up!
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams. You're in her world now.
Did I hurt your feelings? Boo-hoo, call somebody who cares.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Oh my, I've missed you, Siri. Seriously, I have.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's hard to get through an entire week without someone telling me to F off.
That's true. Dude, but actually I experienced some of those on the road in Florida.
Oh, I'm sure
the older,
you did.
The elders in their cars. I'm like, really, dude, you have no business driving. But yes, if there's a question you'd like to ask Siri, we'd love to hear from you. Pick up the phone at 321-0931. You can text us at 30734 Snapchat Jams 931 Twitter, Jams Mornings, Instagram me, Krista Mornings. What else we got, Aaron?
You can, of course, always go to our Facebook page and message us through that. We will always respond to you. Or you can go online and become a Friends with Benefits member. A lot of good hookups for you there, too.
That's right. All right, so we have a question here off of our Snapchat from Jamie. Siri, my house keeps making these weird noises at night. I'm pretty sure, man, it's haunted. By the way, I was watching The Conjuring again on my flight.
Of course you were.
That's the only movie I've downloaded in my phone is The Conjuring, so I keep watching it every time I go somewhere. Do you believe in ghosts, Siri? I seriously want to know.
Believing that your house is haunted is for rich people who are bored and need something to do. I am not saying that ghosts don't exist. I am just saying that the average person can't afford to believe in ghosts. For most people, if they found out that their house was haunted, that would just mean that now they have a new creepy roommate who won't pay rent living with them, because they can't afford to break their lease. The worst part about ghosts is that all they do is annoy you. They do stupid things like hide your car keys and make you late for work. In all honesty, that is probably why they are dead. They were annoying assholes always playing dumb pranks and somebody snapped on them.
That's right, honey. Have you ever played Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary in your bathroom?
No, I never have, but I've drank Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary in my kitchen.
That's great! Did you ever get hit in the face? Because I have.
No, I never did. But I definitely have ghosts in my apartment, but they do the most irritating things. Like, they like hit the pipes at night. Just like bang on
no,
the
no, those are the people above you getting busy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They do that.
I'm just kidding. All right, so we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Michelle. Listen, Siri, my boyfriend is really dragging his feet proposing to me. How can I get him to finally do it? Nothing better than pressuring some dude to marry you when he's not ready.
How about this? Just announce it on Facebook by changing your status to engaged and then everyone in your life will think you are engaged and what is he going to do about it? It would take some real courage for him to comment. No, guys, she was just kidding. We're not engaged. My guess is that he is going to just roll with it because men are scared of confrontation. Haha, I'm an evil genius.
Are you scared?
Of someone pressuring me to propose?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, I'd probably just like roll with it and just like buy him like one of those like ring pop things rather than an actual ring. Like, here, I spent $3 on this ring pop.
Those are actually really delicious.
Yeah, and it'll make people think that I bought you a big ring.
Mmm, and I just ate it. You're so good to me. All right, we have a submission here over Facebook from Jeff. Siri, listen, I hate my phone. I use it for 20 minutes and it dies. Why does my phone battery die so quickly, Siri?
Your phone battery always seems like it's dead because you are a dumb ass who is glued to your phone and you spend hours upon hours staring at it like a technology-obsessed zombie. Relentlessly refreshing your news feeds until your battery dies. Yes, the batteries are rechargeable, but the more you drain them staring at social media, the less they actually work. Instead of complaining about your phone battery, why don't you give the thing a break? This is a crazy idea, but maybe every once in a while, you could live your life in the real world and not stare at your phone relentlessly all day long. I know, that sounds like it is impossible, right? Forget I said that.
It is difficult. When I was in Florida on vacation, I really tried very hard to not look at my phone. Because I didn't want to be stressed out by emails from work and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did not check my phone all of last week. It felt so good.
Did you receive, though, the one email that I sent you of the sloth?
Yeah, I got your sloth picture.
Did you love
it? I loved it. It was very cute.
Aaron and I love sloth, so yes, I'm really glad you got it. All right, we have a text here from our Friends with Benefits member, Lydia. Siri, I'm looking for a new ways to exercise. Girl, join the club. I'm thinking yoga. What do you think of that, Siri?
Yoga is a form of exercise that is supposed to be healthy and relaxing. Mm-hmm. It basically consists of making different poses and holding them while you breathe deeply in a relaxed manner. Here is the problem with it. Some of the poses are ridiculous and you feel like a jackass with your butt in the air in a room with a group full of people. Also, if it is hot yoga, get ready to sweat all over the place profusely. There is no way in the world to feel more stressed out and fat than sweating all over yourself in a hot room, while your body is trying to hold some sort of pretzel pose. I think you should just nap. Those are easy.
Just nap. I would so suggest, though, if you're going to do, you know, yoga and put your butt up in the air, that you wear the black pant only. Black pant only.
Yes, that is a wonderful idea. And I can say I was in a lot of saunas last week.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Yes. Saunas are wonderful, but I can definitely say would not want to do yoga in that heat.
Mm-mm. I want to know details next.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams. Now. Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.